This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. This sister show to the Joyful Manifestation Show should really help because it fills up that interval, the 1 week that we did not have a show. But now we know that, okay, come 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, every Friday, we have a show that's coming on designed to keep us in really, really high vibrations. So, in this world, there is a multitude of energies happening at the same time. Some of them are positive forces, and some of them not so positive forces. In fact, we got in our hands a newspaper a few days ago, and wow, online news also can be of different types, about different people and their drama. Think about it. When we go online and we're reading news, we're scanning through the news, sometimes just the title, sometimes the body of the news. And it's about a particular situation, and it's also about people involved in that situation. Guess what we're doing? We're getting into the drama of that particular person. It could be a prime minister, it could be a minister, it could even be a president of any country. We are not pointing fingers here. But people are made to scan through and then dive into this particular person's personal drama. Wow. And about who they are, who he or she is. So when people start to understand, oh, what am I doing? Oh, I'm diving into somebody else's mind. And how they think, wow, this is what I'm doing? Really amazing. I mean, this is something everybody knows. It's not something I'm bringing up new over here. But do we even think about it? That all the time that we're thinking of things, it's about somebody else's drama and what that person has always wanted to create, is currently creating, and will create. Think of countries and the people who rule them. Well, actually, don't. It's better not to. Well, whoever is ruling, it's about his or her drama and her particular or his particular group of people. And then when people think about it and understand that I'm not really living my life, I'm living somebody else's life. I'm busy observing somebody else in action. I'm busy thinking of someone else, and his or her belief systems are what is now surrounding me and ruling my life. And so, you know how they talk about free will? Oh, you have free will, is what the modern world likes to say. The new age, you have free will. No, who has free will? Free will comes when we're thinking for ourselves and not what can I say? Guided by or pressured by, forced by someone else and his or her belief systems. So, how does this happen? This person, he or she, has built himself, herself, let's just stick to himself, into someone, gathered power, over the years, become somebody important. And then his belief systems is what is being forced upon the masses. And we're not pointing fingers here to anybody. This is a general thing that is happening around the world. It's always happened. Previously, it was in the form of a king. But at least those kings had, sons who trained under them. But now it's anybody who has a belief system strong enough to want to impose it on somebody else. And then people get caught up reading about this person, Twitter, now X, of course. And then people are following that news, and wow, what are their auras containing now? All of the stuff that actually belongs to someone else. It's just that this particular person slash persons, all of these people grew in power. They grew and developed themselves and became someone who can now impose their views and belief systems onto somebody else. And so whole pockets of people are controlled by that. And is that really the use of free will when the ideologies and beliefs of somebody else is now guiding us and without even knowing, pressurizing the energy fields of people, entering, making holes in their aura into the energy field, entering, and then forcing them, pressurizing them, sometimes subtly, sometimes not so subtly, into action, changing society's belief systems. And so then what happens karmically? People start to be connected to this leader and or his her team, and then karmically collect whatever is due to this person. And it's not, I mean, going to be the money, but it's going to be karmic thoughts and patterns of this person. So then where is free will being exercised? And they say mankind, humans have freedom, have free will. A monkey has more free will than a human, actually speaking. And even if the monkey is, and yes, we did stop to feed the monkeys after our last show. So even if these monkeys have this fear thing going on and they have all these other monkeys, but they're still having fun, the other monkeys are just showing how to have fun, how to jump around, how to grab a banana. Wow. And so that's what they do. They grab bananas, they peel them, and then some of them eat it whole, some of them throw after half is eaten, and it's dropping bananas from the sky. So at least they're having fun, but I don't think humans are really putting each other into fun. They're discussing how to get out of this situation, get out of that situation, solve this, solve that. Wow. And all this is because they want to make their countries strong. Okay, and India is no exception because it was a superpower for many, many centuries. So, yes, it wants to get back to its original state of being the country that is powerful. Yeah, they're doing it, it's power. Of course, they do it in a more gentle way, better way, but still, everybody wants to get back their glory. And so Leaders, of course, will guide the masses. And we want to make you great again. We want to become a superpower again. And we were a superpower before, and we need to get our status back. And wow. Okay, so now what happens is they're developing whole armies of people who are going to follow them. And then are these people really using free will, or all the are they all being driven by some common interest? The common interest being country is greater than the individual, correct? Sacrifice the individual for the country. But here in our show, we're saying the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show, we're about you and only you. We just want that you succeed. And you be immensely happy wherever you want to live, whatever you want to do, that is safe, of course. But we're interested in your welfare. And this is where we put the individual on a higher level. And we say, look, this is about you. It's not about everybody else. It's not about being part of the masses, doing what the masses do. And then being guided, then what is happening? The whole armies of ants being created. You know how ants are, right? They keep going on their path, collecting food. They walk in lines. They're part of this team, like soldiers. Do they have free will? I'm not sure. Definitely a monkey has more free will. So, an elephant has more free will, peacocks. So, that previous thing, the last week when we had a show, we were in a particular place, that favorite mountain, and there were some very low slung houses. They're almost like sheds. And they're not really houses, a couple of sheds maybe, because there's a lot of greenery over there. And we saw and recorded peacocks. Three peacocks. On a shed. And two of them, I'm not sure, because one of them spread its wings and kept turning around and doing a small dance. And the other two were basically minding their own business. They looked more brown or something. Whereas this one looked, I'm not sure if they had their feathers. I wasn't really looking at them, but this particular one had its wings spread, was doing a little dance and kind of going around slowly in slow motion, and it was beautiful to watch. And yes, I did record that. I did record that. So tell me, who has more joy? Who has more fun? Who has more fun being himself slash herself? Being an individual. You can be part of a family for sure, and we want to keep our family safe. We want to do well for the family, and the family has to do well. It's a tiny group. But to be part of an entire nation or to be part of an entire nation's movement, that's not free will. But here in our show, we're addressing the individual and their little family groups. And every person, whether it's a man or a woman, is free to live life the way he or she wants to live and be maybe the head of his household. And she's the queen and he's the king, and they have their family and they have their parents, they have all of their family members and cousins and aunts and uncles. And I was watching a couple of movies. And if you think about it, when you go into the family level, there's a lot of interaction going on a family level, and people are groups, of course, and they have their extended families. So that is what family is. But when you go to the level of a country, then it becomes more of a movement rather than anything else. But it's always better to be in the level of the individual and family. Because then, yes, you're guided by family principles, you're guided by the little group, But there's definitely more free will going on, for sure. And since, we're important members of our family, so then yes, we can guide the family with our principles also, their principles, our principles. But you can't take on a whole country. You cannot take on a whole country and then say, okay, you know what? Unless one becomes some kind of a dictator type of a leader, that I'm going to now guide this whole country, but then most people are being in the level of a part of the mass. And yes, every drop does make the ocean, but it's always good to be an individual and to care for oneself and one's family and one's success and not connected to the whole country. And then lose one's individual freedom and free will to use good fortune principles. Because think about it, if there's a country and it's going through some issue, maybe as a country, its good fortune is not at its peak. But when somebody identifies as a part of the mass of the whole country, then this person's individual good fortune also gets affected. It gets pressured. There is a lot of karmic exchange going on, and the country's general good fortune energy is going to affect this individual for sure. So it's always better to be a guiding light for oneself, to be an individual, and to create one's own good fortune for oneself and one's family. And of course, your few chosen people, whoever it is, because it's much easier a group to manage. The dynamics are much easier to manage, to have control on, not to be controlling, but to have some level of control. And so when you think of the sun has its little family of planets, and it has control over it. By virtue of its mere presence, it has all of its planets, and then the planets have their individual moons and satellites, and they're all going in their own spaces and spheres. And so the sun has control over that, but it's not really trying to control the whole universe. How do we know which stars have control over its galaxy? I mean, I'm just kidding over here, but we're just saying as an example that the sun has control. It has control and it keeps control over its little group. It's not really trying, and I don't think so, unless somebody has more information. But from my very limited information about the sun, it has control over its own group. And really, that's when we can, as a group and as a family, prosper. And we can do really, really well because of that limited people that we have some kind of a say. We have some element of a say, or we have some element of, where people listen to us and we listen to them. It's integrated, the unit is smaller. And for sure, a family can retain its good fortune even better than if a person becomes a part of some movement going on in the country. And then, because he thinks or considers himself to be a part of the whole country or countries, all of these people, like the whole country's good fortune, will then have some kind of an effect. Like millions of planets, millions and billions of planets affecting this one individual. And then it gets harder to maintain one's good fortune energy because there's so much leakage of energy going around. So this is a time, when the whole world is busy trying on country level to impact each other and do things on the level of the country and countries. It's better to go back to oneself and one's immediate group and decide that, look, you know what? Push everything aside. I'm focusing on my personal good fortune and the personal good fortune of my immediate family and maybe some friends. It gets really easy or easier to be able to manage the good fortune energy than be able to influence or be part of a huge, humongously huge group. The masses, part of the masses, become part of the movement and then wonder, okay, what's happening in my life? Why is my life like this? Why is my life like this? And so, we watched another movie yesterday, and I think it was released yesterday, and we will go into more of it, I suppose, after our break. And in this movie, there's this gentleman and the hero. He's a funny guy. He basically decides to marry this girl, and she loves him. They try to elope. She changes her mind. I don't want to elope. And so they come back to the family, and the girl's father has great influence of the family, and he says, "No, I want this person, the hero, to get a job, a government job, a government position, and it has to happen in 2 months, else we're getting our daughter married to somebody else." So now this guy says, "Government job? I think I need 2 years, not 2 months. I've been trying anyway." But the girl's father says, "No, you have to do this. And, this is the north of India. They have more control, more of a discipline, I suppose." So either way, it's a movie and it's in the movie. And so then this guy, he goes crazy trying to find a job. He's not able to do so. Government jobs are hard to come by, I suppose, in this reality. And so what he does is he gets some contact, he pays a lot of money, and he secures a position. And they've arranged the dates of the marriage. Now, it is the previous day of the marriage, and it's the 29th. And the marriage date was supposed to be the 30th. So on the 29th was some ceremonies and functions. And he finds that he wakes up with great excitement. He goes to the 29th. It's amazing. He has a great time. He goes through everything. And the next day, it's again 29th. It does not become the 30th. And so it continues being the 29th. It just goes on and on. He wakes up and it is the 29th. It never becomes the 30th. And nobody else is in on this because it's as if reality is repeating again and again. So the other people don't know about this, but then he starts telling his close group and he tells his fiancée, "This is what is happening. I wake up 29th, we go through it. I wake up, it's again the 29th, it's again the 29th," and so on and so forth. And then he tries to solve this puzzle, riddle. And then he finds out that, he asks a few people who are probably psychic slash priests or whatever, and gets advice and basically finds out that he's probably, hurt someone or done something and he needs to make amends. Otherwise, this day 29th is going to go on repeating, and he had prayed to God to basically get him a job, and magic happens, and he pays someone and he gets his job. And then, he's doing really well. He's spent money. He had the money to spend, somehow he got it. So he's basically flowing good fortune and he gets everything, gets the girl, everything 29 keeps repeating. So now what is happening is in the movie, they introduce lack and scarcity. So everything's going fine. Even though his to-be father-in-law introduced him into survival mode, basically, you get this job and then we'll get you married to our daughter. So already he's introduced into survival mode. But because he has the money and they all got the money together, I mean, his fiancée and him, somehow they got the money, he still had good fortune going for him. But then again in the movie, at some point, they introduced great scarcity and lack. And they made it about him finally being forced to give up the job that he paid for. And then, winning after that, like, so now people have to basically depend on the fact that he's a really good guy. He gave up his job for someone, and basically they took this job away from this other someone and they gave it to him. But then you see, when you go as per how the current society works and not in the level of magic. So he had somehow gotten to the level of magic. He prayed to God. He got the miracle. He got the job. He got the money to pay for this job. He got the girl, everything. But then they made it about good and right and wrong. And then he got pushed into grave scarcity and lack and finally had to give up the job. And when he did convince everybody, or everybody got convinced, he was basically marrying the girl without a job. I mean, he was jobless when he was marrying, but he was a good guy. So they went into right and wrong, pushed him into scarcity, and made this into some kind of drama about virtues and good nature and everything. But if you go by good fortune principles, okay, he was fortunate enough. He somehow got the money. He got the job, everything. But then, this pattern of introducing scarcity and lack, and then making it about right and wrong. Because if good fortune persists, I mean, if you really go into the energy of good fortune, the movie makers could have made it that other guy, who got cut off, also got a great job somewhere, something good. But they introduced huge amounts of scarcity and lack into the movie. And so you see, everybody is responsible for one's own individual good fortune and has to protect himself, herself against scarcity imposed upon this particular individual by others. It's possible to somehow manage one's own good fortune and that of one's family. But to take on other people's karma, whatever negativity they're going through, it makes it tough on the individual to manage. And we will continue with this topic. We want to talk more about good fortune, and we're taking a couple of minutes break, listening to some music, and we're coming back soon, so hold on tight. on the Are You for the Good Fortune show. Welcome back. We were talking about people maintaining their individuality amongst everything that could possibly, and we're using the word possibly here, that could possibly be going on in the world. And we really want to stress on this. Only because we are more concerned about the individual and the fact that the individual guards his aura, guards his energy, and does not allow the scarcity of other people, members of society to enter. Zealously guard it. Carefully got it, and one's family. It's really, really important over here because everyone is born with something and is going to have the benefits of their birth. Born with, we could call, advantages. Educated parents, good family, good food, everything that's great. But you cannot be allowed, or you cannot allow anybody else that is not of the highest vibration to penetrate. To penetrate one's energy field and to impose, possibly inject. Possibly inject what could be happening in society into one's aura. And to know that the positive forces of the universe, well, the positive forces of the universe want you to have what you desire, and they're always helping you work with these forces. And consciously ask them for help. They include the angels and other universal helpers. I'm reading from my book, Joyful Manifestation, and I'm saying this particular para only, I'm reading. The positive forces of the universe want you to have what you desire and are always helping you. Work with these forces and consciously ask them for help. They include the angels and other universal helpers. Seek their help to send messages and to protect your loved ones. As you work with the positive forces of the universe, you will start to see more happy coincidences. Sometimes these positive forces create an energy curtain between you and your loved ones, not allowing outside energies to come to you, and also helps you work on your self-worth in a loving manner. And so, what happens is the positive forces can shelter you and your loved ones from outside energies that can try to penetrate. It's very important to know that outside energies, well, falling into categories. Some of them are neutral, three. Some of them are neutral, some of them are negative, some of them are positive. And so, as we work with really positive forces, those forces will help ensure that other negative people, places, situations don't penetrate one's aura. Think about it. Let's say there's a villager, and this villager, even though he may not have the most modern conveniences, however, maybe he's grown up amongst trees and beautiful wells, hills, mountains, all the animals that go with it. Maybe he's grown up like that. And maybe he experiences extreme peace, him and his family. They eat well, they sleep well, they relax, they're stress-free. But then maybe they start reading up on something, and there are some other people and pockets of people that are basically going through things, and this person's reality starts to shift as he allows something else inside his energy. And so then these other forces, which could be negative, include scarcity, lack, war, trouble, they start to inject this person's energy field and his reality with their stuff. Now there is a shift going on, and it's not for the better. So when this happens, then people start to lose the good fortune energy that they have in their energy fields. Because the energy field contains a certain amount of good fortune. And as we continue to maintain it becomes plumper and plumper with this good fortune energy, but then because it has its own vibrations, will pull in situations and events and people of good fortune vibration. And so this would maintain one's good fortune. But as people start to allow external entities in things to enter their particular aura, then what's going to happen is that there's going to be this shift going on within a person's energy field. Reality starts to change. So maybe a farmer who had really good fortune then could experience something and then have to move to the city. And instead of enjoying this fantastic life that he has, with or without modern conveniences, if he's doing well, he can always buy all of these things and keep it. But it starts to shift, and his environment starts to shift, the atmosphere starts to shift just by virtue of including things of different frequencies which actually don't belong in his particular energy field. Now, a person could be very strong and say, you know what, I can take it on. No problem. I don't want to be a coward hiding inside my good fortune bubble. It's possible. He can take it on. There may be a certain percentage of this negativity that he can take on without losing his personal good fortune, but then there could be a level beyond which he may not be able to prevent or stop the flood of all this negativity entering. So one has to be the judge of oneself as to how much can I take on? What is a level of negativity that I can handle easily? And remember, these negative forces can work even without one's own knowledge. Like for some time, it could seem as if everything's fine, but then these negative forces have somehow seeped through, and then start to erode one's good fortune. So here I leave it to the individual to decide, oh, am I strong? And then is strength really what I need here? What is it that is going to keep me in my good fortune energy? And if somebody wants to be a world leader, and if somebody wants to be a great leader and wants to do well and be loved at the same time, there are ways to do this. There are ways to do this in a way that is not the normal methods that are being used currently by world leaders. There are ways to do it, where one can keep one's good fortune energy, be happy, be joyful, and at the same time, earn goodwill all around. There are ways to do this, and These are not the current ways that are being practiced in the world, but people need to contact the right people for this. But for everybody who's listening, it is so important that for ourselves, we decide what is the kind of life that we want. There's this gentleman that I met, and everybody may not agree with this, but he's a very traditional person. Could be in his late 50s, 60s. And what he did is he carved out his own reality, and in his reality, he married somebody who has a bachelor and a double master's. So she obviously didn't want to sit at home. She wanted to work. She became a teacher, 11th and 12th grade. But this particular man, he probably grew up the old way and he wanted his life to be on his terms. But at the same time, recognizing that he's married someone who's highly educated, double master's and all, and he couldn't keep her home. What he did was, and here we are not saying he's right or wrong, we're just going to this example. What he did is he carved out his own little world among everybody else, right? And he decided that he's not going to even inquire as to how much his wife makes. 27 years of a career life, and he still doesn't know what she makes. He says, "I don't know what she makes. I don't want to know. She saves everything that she makes. She's bought homes. She bought a home, I think, her own home, but that's in a different city, a very, very city where the rates are really high, and she's rented it out and she's making money through that. He doesn't know till date what she earns. He never inquires. But what he does is he pays for everything himself. He manages, they constructed their own home. He's paid for everything. All of the provisions, the home running expenses, he doesn't take a cent from her. Doesn't take a cent. Doesn't want to know what she's making. Doesn't interfere in her career. She went and bought her own home. She's still not contributing to the family's money. She has her own savings, her own everything. But what he did is, since he's old fashioned, he created his own world. Virtual world, no, it's a real world. Where she wakes up at around 5 o'clock, and by 7, she's made breakfast for him. She's cooked a whole lunch for him. She's done her housework. She goes, she comes back at 5, and then she makes dinner for him. And he doesn't do any of the housework. This may or may not agree. I mean, people may say, okay, what is this? But what he did was, he wanted the old way, the way his father and mother are probably, and he wanted that for himself. But at the same time, he married a double master's and he didn't want to keep her home. But at the same time, he didn't take any of her money. He doesn't know what she's making. That's what he told me recently. And he allows her to make her own investments, keep her own savings. But he has a wife who does what he wants. I mean, she makes a breakfast, she makes the lunch, she keeps everything ready for him. She leaves for work, she comes back, she makes dinner, she takes care of everything. All of the household work, he doesn't do any of the household work, the housework. Now, of course, this is his life, and then his son, highly educated and everything, lives at home with them. When he gets married, he'll probably bring his wife home. He's purchased one of the most expensive cars. He has bought land and he's having businesses there. And this father doesn't know what his son is making. He's not interested. He doesn't take money from anybody else. But then he gets to be the leader, he gets to be the house head. Now, this is his reality. And of course, everybody is free to choose their reality. But for him, he created his own good fortune, where he kind of, by virtue of making whatever agreement that he has with everybody around him, continues to live life the old-fashioned way. And And then at the same time, doesn't want to interfere with people's education and encourages them to, fly and to do well in life. And he does this by not taking a cent from anybody and not inquiring into their salaries. So there's no money here that he takes from anyone, but he manages to keep his life going the way he wants it to go. So remember, now he's an individual. He's obviously not doing things the way other people do. Because, most couples, when they work, they kind of share expenses and they help each other out, many of them. But he created his own reality amongst all of the other realities that are happening around him, not affected and not influenced by the society and masses and what they're doing. So you see, this is another example. It's a small example, may not be that important, but one can certainly decide what kind of life one wants and then start setting it up that way. We're not going into whether he's right or wrong. We're just saying that everybody's an individual and has to or should, I humbly suggest that we carve out our own family structure. We carve out and we can get what we want. It's not that, oh, the rest of the society is doing this, so I can't have what I want. No, the rest of the society, man and woman, if they go to work, they contribute together, they share household tasks. Else the woman doesn't go to work and the man goes to work and he provides. But this person kind of got a combination of it all where he doesn't do any household work. He provides everything, but then he doesn't want to come in the way of his wife's progress or his son's progress, and he allows them, to do what they want to do with their money, and he doesn't even know what they make, and they're doing really, really well and having their own investments and assets. So the power of the individual mind is immense. It's immense. And amongst all of the stuff that the masses have created, whole country has created, countries have created, the world has created, an individual can have his own island and be the king or queen of that island and do it the way he or she wants to, does not have to be influenced by others and others' way of life and ways of life. But you see, good fortune is something that we create. So we're born with something, we have some advantages, we can continue to keep them, we can continue to grow it, grow the advantages. We don't have to be influenced by other people's scarcity stories. So somebody else has, a love story that is not going well because it's affected by the masses. Because, society, 50% of people getting divorce stories, 70% getting divorce stories, people living together, and then they go on for years and they don't get an engagement ring. Or the woman gets an engagement ring, but she is kept as a fiancé for years. People have charted out. People have charted out their own stories. And there are a lot of things happening in society. Previously, you couldn't live with someone unless you married that someone. You couldn't date someone unless you're courting her for marriage. This was a few decades ago. And now, so many different formulas that people are creating. But as an individual, as a woman, you have to decide what is the formula that you want because other people can draw someone into a particular formula and then impose their belief systems on this particular individual. But then, as a woman, and even as a man, because nowadays women are acting like men, we decide, or you decide, how you want your particular formula to be. And you know what? The universe is going to support you, will bring you a person who wants to be part of your formula. And we're not talking of three and four partners together in a relationship. What is that? Polygamy? I don't support that. So we're not trying to use the information and knowledge to create things in the world which are highly disturbing. We don't want to do that. We're talking of proper relationships over here and the creation of proper formulas, which is going to help somebody have a very satisfying relationship with one particular partner. And the family structure, etc., creating all of that. So an entire society could be doing things in a particular way. And let's say fictitious Jane comes across XYZ and they all say, but this is what is happening in society. This is how it is. This is how relationships are. And you need to accept it if you want to be accepted by me. And no, we need to, that's where our strength and our willpower needs to come up and say, no, I really don't want this particular formula that you're offering. No, I'm going to go towards what I want and how I want it. Because I know, this is the way that I'm going to have lasting happiness and family structure. And so, as people understand that, as a first step, we need to not be drawn in by other people's formulas. Even though they may say, okay, this is the current trend, this is what is going on, you need to accept this, or you're not going to have somebody. No, we can create the formula we want, and the positive universal forces are going to come together to help us create our particular reality. And we need to believe that as an individual, I get to say how I want my situation to be, and my good fortune is not going to be an open field for everybody and his brother and sister to invade and to reduce the good fortune energy that I already have. I got my warning, and we will be meeting again next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Until then, this is Sugandhi Iyer signing off of the Good Fortune Show, wishing you a fantastic rest of the week and a fantastic rest of the day.